Junior John B. Stinson passed away while studying abroad in Switzerland earlier this week. Better known as JJ, the Virginia Tech student from Alexandria, Virginia, was staying in Riva San Vital at the time of his death. According to the university, local authorities are investigating and state that there are no signs of foul play. The cause of death has yet to be determined. Stinson was a 20-year-old honor student majoring in philosophy. He was one of 30 students in the university's Presidential Global Scholars Program and was studying at the Virginia Tech's Center for European Studies and Architecture. As well as being an honor student, Stinson was heavily involved with the Newman Community, which is a Catholic campus ministry. There was an impromptu prayer service for Stinson Wednesday night at the Newman House, where friends came out to share stories of JJ and mourn their loss. Official memorial services are not yet finalized. A toddler was found in a Dublin meth lab, which led to three adults being arrested. Investigators of the Clater Lake Regional Drug Task Force busted the active one-pot lab located in a trailer on April 6th. The trailer was located on Lee Highway. According to WDBJ7, Virginia State Police arrested 33-year-old Jessica Fagg, 25-year-old Christopher Warden, and 32-year-old Matthew Gustafson. Each adult has been charged with manufacturing methamphetamine, conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine, possession of two or more precursors with the intent to manufacture methamphetamine, and making methamphetamine in the presence of a child. In traffic news, the intersection of Main and Clay Street will experience intermittent lane closures April 23rd through the 27th. Construction crews will be working on roadway drainage between 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Also, Clay Street will be closed from Draper Road to Church Street beginning on April 30th. Construction crews will replace a traffic signal on Main Street from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On the north side of town, crews are milling the intersection of Progress and North Main Street on April 13th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The roads are likely to narrow down to one lane within the area of construction during that time. The paving of the intersection will not begin until April 17th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Crews should finish their work within that same day. The Gables Center intersection will also undergo milling and paving on April 16th and 17th, including the intersection of Country Club Drive and Main Street. Please use caution while driving in these areas, as always. Now on to Hokie Sports News, here's Nathaniel.
Thank you, Stephanie. The Virginia Tech women's lacrosse team improved to 9-5 on the season with a 14-6 win at Longwood University on Wednesday night. The Hokies were led offensively by senior Morgan Woodlake, who had a hat trick and an assist on the night. Fellow senior Jessica Nahn backed up her four-goal performance against Virginia with two more goals against the Lancers, bringing her season tally to 28. The Virginia Tech softball team was also in action against Longwood University, enjoying a two-game sweep of the Lancers by scores of 4-0 and 5-3. Jasmine Harrell gave up three hits and a shutout in the first game, and three runs on six hits in the second game for her 19th victory of the season. The Hokies had to come back in the second game from one run down. Kat Banks homered in the top of the seventh to tie the game at 3-3. Then Betty Rose and Mara Hastovic hit back-to-back doubles in the top of the eighth to drive in two runs and get the win. The Hokies are now 30-14 as they head to Boston College for a three-game ACC series this weekend. The Virginia Tech football team practiced in the brisk weather Wednesday night. The offensive line is a key project this spring, with the Hokies having to replace four starters around returning center Andrew Miller. Despite public concern, left guard David Wang wants to reassure Hokie fans about the squad.
I've had people tell me that there's an article about us, and they're saying that we're getting beat every day. We're getting beat every day by the defense. I mean, we're just taking it as it comes. We're a new group, so right now we're just meshing together, but we'll be perfectly fine.
Despite the whole unit giving up 10 sacks last night, head coach Frank Beamer wants to reassure them that the effort can be turned into results.
I've had people tell me that there's an article about us, and they're saying that.
I thought there were some good things. I thought on a cold night it was good effort. Like I told them, I think what really has to happen here from here on out is just better execution. But again, like I said last time, as long as you're getting effort, you know, we'll get the execution down.
On defense, junior defensive tackle Derek Hopkins had two of the squad's 10 sacks. Hopkins is looking to build on a 2011 season in which he was a mainstay in the center of the defensive line. For more analysis and stats from last night's scrimmage, go to wuvt.vt.edu/sports. That's all for WUVT Sports. Now over to Nick Lucchetti for your weather.
Thank you, Nathaniel. The Easter complex of fires has now charred more than 15,000 acres in western Virginia. The latest update from the Federal Incident Management Team reports that the two fires nearest southwest Virginia, the Bar Bowers Creek and Allegheny Tunnels Fire, have burned more than 2,000 and 6,000 acres, respectively. Although the larger fires are located within national parklands, multiple federal and state agencies and several volunteers are battling the blazes to protect property and lives. Though wind speeds have begun to die down this afternoon, the lack of any rain means that dangerous fire conditions still exist. A frost advisory remains in effect for tonight into Friday morning. Temperatures are expected to dip to a low of 31 overnight as a strong high-pressure system settles to our west. Expect clear skies and northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. Widespread frost and near-freezing temperatures will greet the New River Valley early Friday morning. After a gorgeous day with sunny skies and a high of 64, look for partly cloudy skies and a low of 36 Friday night. Things warm up a bit Saturday as we'll see 71 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Expect winds to shift to the southwest at 10 miles per hour with occasional gusts of up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Saturday night won't be as cool as the low will only dip to 48. This warming trend looks to stick around for a while as temperatures are expected to reach the mid-80s early next week. Unfortunately for those fighting the Virginia wildfires, there's no rain in the forecast until next week as well. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Nick Lucchetti. Back to you, Stephanie.
Thanks, Nick. Right now, it's sunny in the New River Valley. It's 62 in Roanoke, 57 near Dublin and Pulaski, 55 in Marion, 56 near Bluefield, and it's 57 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Stephanie Morris.
Thank you, Stephanie and the whole news crew. I'm Alex Simon for WUVT Music, and it is about 5:09, about time for some jazz. We're going to start off right away with Showtime. 23rd Street Runs Into Heaven by the Claudia Quintet Plus One off their new album, What Is the Beautiful? Let's go.
Showtime. Soon it will. Soon it will. Soon it will be showtime again. Somebody will paint beautiful faces all over the sky. Somebody will start bombarding us with really wonderful letters. Letters full of truth and gentleness. And humility. Soon. It says here. 23rd Street runs into heaven. You stand near the window as lights wink along the street. Somewhere, a trolley, taking shop girls and clerks home, clatters through this before supper Sabbath. An alley cat cries to find the garbage cans sealed. Newsboys begin their murder into pennies round. We are shut in. Secure for a little. Safe until tomorrow. You slip your dress off. Roll down your stockings. Careful against runs. Naked now, with soft light on soft flesh, you pause for a moment, turn and face me, smile in a way that only women know who have lain long with their lover. And are made more virginal. Our supper is plain, but we are very wonderful.
Kitchen will be holding a 5K benefit run and walk at the Christian Riggs Recreation Center on April 28th, 2012 at 8:30 a.m. You can register for the event on active.com under the Bike Kitchen 5K or call Matt at 773-575-7804. That last song, once again, was by the Claudia Quintet Plus One off their new album, What is the Beautiful? And it was called Showtime / 23rd Street Runs into Heaven. Coming up next, let's get some Chicago, Art Ensemble of Chicago, with a live album, live at 6 Tokyo Music Joy of 1990. And the song is Yobu, or Sun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, one and all. Thank you very much. Anyways, do you like to run, dance, or listen to music? Greenpeace at Virginia Tech is hosting a 5K and concert fundraiser this Sunday, April 15th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Old Blacksburg High School track off Patrick Henry Drive. Performances include Overtones, Pyro Ohio, Drifting Westward, and more. Anyways, that last song was by Tim Byrne, called Van Gundy's Retreat, off his Fantastic, The Sublime, and with his Science Friction Band. That is off the album. That album is live, and hence the subtitle, Science Friction Live. Anyways, before that, London Sinfonietta with Aphex Twin cover arranged by Dave Horn, AFX-237-V7, off their Warp Works and 20th Century Masters CD. And before that, Brian McBride with Girl Nap off the Effective Disconnect. And finally, starting off that set, the Art Ensemble of Chicago and the Lester Bowie Brass Fantasy with Yobu Sun off Live at Sixth Tokyo Music Joy of 1990. Coming up next, we have some Matthew Shipp Trio with Elastic Aspects. We are going to play the song Explosive Aspects, starting now. You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, the best place for music today.